Well, Hibbers had a host of troubles in his life, but now he voluntarily adds the troubles of a host. He's giving us spaghetti dinner for a few male friends tonight, which he's going to prepare himself. And here at the corner delicatessen laying in supplies for the evening, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Have you got everything, dearie?
Well, now, let me see. I got tomatoes, sugar, chocolate bars, vinegar, ginger snaps, celery and olives, cheese, 2 pounds of garlic. Can you think of anything I ain't got, Molly?
Well, I can't even think of what you have got without shuddering.
How about you, sis? You give me everything on that list?
No, thankfully, but you're giving us spaghetti dinner, ain't it?
Yes, it ain't. I mean, yes, I am.
Well, in that case, an excuse of presumption, please. But maybe you need some spaghetti.
I knew there was something else I needed. Give me about $5 worth of spaghetti, sis.
Certainly. It's 10 cents a pound. That's 50 pounds spaghetti.
Oh. Why don't you make it 100 pounds, McGee? It's always good warmed up.
Ah, I hate leftovers. Now, let me see. If I put...
Excuse me, folks. Say, Mrs. Goldfarb.
Yes?
I'm from the wholesale house. Here's the bill for that last order of cheese.
Oh, yes. I'll take care of it as soon as I hear from the FHA.
Okay, thanks.
Well, what's the FHA got to do with paying for your cheese, Mrs. Goldfarb?
It's cottage cheese.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess that's all. Incidentally, how's business? This delicatessen make much money?
Well, it all depends. By income tax business, we manage to scrape along. But if you're thinking of buying the store, it's our gold mine.
Oh, hello there, Donner. Hello, Johnny. What's he doing?
He's doing his shopping, Mr. Oldtimer.
Want to give a spaghetti dinner for a few friends, Oldtimer? You're invited. My house at 7:30.
Thanks, Johnny. I'll be there. Hey, say the daughter here is a wonderful cook.
Oh, but McGee's cooking this dinner himself, Mr. Oldtimer.
Really? Yeah. Oh, well, say, come to see the daughter. I got a previous engagement. I'm sorry, Johnny.
That's okay, Oldtimer. If you change your mind later on and want to come, just hang a lantern in the old North Church.
Sure. One is by land and two is by carpeted.
But that ain't the way I hear it. The way I hear it, one fellow says, t'other fellow, ever hear this Fibber McGee and Molly on the radio?
No.
Lots of meat in their programs, ain't there? Must be, says t'other fellow. I sure get fed up quick. Say, I'm sorry I can't come to your dinner tonight, Johnny. But see, daughter, what's he doing while young Johnny here gives his party?
I don't know, Mr. Oldtimer. Go to a movie, I guess.
That suits me. I'll call for you at 7 o'clock. Got to run down now and get me some sense in. Go on, Johnny.
And all, I'm glad he ain't coming anyway. As the laundress says, when she disconnected the flat iron at 5 o'clock, I'm afraid I ain't got any time for a wet blanket.
excuse me, was there anything else you wanted, please?
Well, I guess not, sis. I can get along with what I got here. Boy, I can hardly wait to get started.
Are you having any cooking experience, Mom?
Have I? Why, sis, I've been cooking since I was knee-high to the oven door.
Well, somebody ought to stick a fork in you. You're about done.
Why, even when I was a little kid in grade school, the children would point me out and whisper, his father was a chef on an ocean liner.
My, thanks to that.
None of us see Cook McGee. I was not asking you. None of us see Cook McGee. Killer Diller, the cold cut, king of the caviar cutters, the cutest kid that ever cooked a kettle of kippers for country club, campfire, cafeteria, clam bake, cautiously crafted, concealing the calories, the coconut cake for curved conscious cuties, kittens who crowded and closed the cafes, and the craniest creek that ever combed the countryside for corn on the cob, they couldn't conceivably be commanded by the commoner kind of customers, found by the cook's convention and cook the food
Kansas is the fastest stupid that ever caught a cantaloupe. Come with me, gentlemen. Texas, you better even fight them, boys. I got to cook this stick out of
Mr. Wilcox is on a diet, too.
Stomach gone back on him?
No, it's gone front on him. What are these golf balls doing here?
They're newsmen as models for the meatballs. The only thing that puzzles me is how to get the dimples in them. Give each one of you. Oh, yes. Hello? Oh, hello, Nick. No, I ain't. I'm giving this dinner. It's going to be strictly stag. No women allowed. Mr. Popolis.
Did you want to bring somebody with you?
Yeah. Wanted to know if I was going to have Charlotte Russe. And I told him...
No. Charlotte Russe is a dessert,
dude. Well, I don't... She is? Why didn't you say so? Just, hey, where'd I put that old beater?
In your hip pocket.
Oh.
What do you want to do eggs for?
The meat sauce.
You don't put eggs in meat sauce.
It is the way I... Now, look, now, I don't mind you hanging around the kitchen while I cook, but I do object to you telling me how to do things.
Well, now, would it raise your delicate culinary sensibilities if I told you you just dropped the cuff button in the meat sauce?
That's okay. I'll tell the fellas that's the prize for the guy that eats the most.
I hope that isn't George Rester. Come in.
Oh, Mrs. Uppington. Hi, Uppy.
Oh, how are you, Mrs. McGee?
Hey, I'm Mr. McGee, Uppy. I'm just listening to you. That's Mrs. McGee over there in the flat.
Hello, Mrs. Uppington. Oh, how do you do, my dear? I just got in the room. My goodness, yes, it's been on there.
Well, McGee's giving us spaghetti dinner for a few friends. A stag party.
A stag? Oh, really? Oh, very intriguing. I didn't realize that you were a gourmet, did you?
Really? Why, Seth Duffy, I'm the greatest gourmet. What was that again?
Gourmet, dearie. Huh? That means somebody who, somebody... Well, for goodness sake, don't you know what a gourmet is?
No, I don't. Until we find out, we better not mention it over the radio. You know how people are.
When do you speak of recipe for cooking spaghetti, Mr. McGee?
Oh, sure. This recipe's been in the McGee family for generations.
Mm.
All us McGees are partial to our Italian food. Why, I had an aunt once. Auntie Pasta, we called it. Hey, Molly, toss me another egg, will you?
Here, McGee.
Oh, I missed it. Fire again.
My goodness, Mr. McGee. That egg fluttered all over me.
I'm sorry, Uppy, but if you insist on hanging around a china shop, you mustn't complain if somebody throws a bowl.
I must say that I never expected that I should be subjected to a bombardment of eggs, and I say, dear, on the other hand, I must have known that I would be the butt of one of your youth of the day.
The butt of one of your jokes. Now she is being a silly girl. Just to say, McGee, why must you always be hurting her feelings?
Oh, I can't help it, Molly. As the puppy said when the lady hung a wire brush on the Christmas tree, she's got a gift for rubbing me the wrong way. Oh, well. Oh, I see.
Hi, McGee. Listen, McGee. You hear that?
Who's that? That's you? I didn't invite him. I had your wife.
No, no, that's the water in the wash boiler, dearie. It's boiling.
Oh.
Here, I'll turn it down.
Okay. One side there now, Molly, while I toss in the spaghetti. Looks like enough. Better zoom in another arm, sir.
Oh.
Yeah.
Say, McGee, Was your father really a chef on an ocean liner?
Absolutely. Well, it wasn't exactly an ocean liner. It was on the Great Lakes.
Oh.
And it wasn't exactly a liner, come to think of it. It was a tugboat. No, he wasn't really the chef, you understand. He was the next thing to it because nobody else could peel a potato like Papa. Well, she only made one cruise from Chicago to Milwaukee. Hey, Molly, where's that jug of molasses?
You're standing on it.
I am? Oh. Gee, that's a relief. The way I was wobbling there, I thought my heels were getting run over. Hey, can she bake a cherry pie? Billy boy, can she bake a cherry pie? Charming Billy.
You can bake a cherry pie as quick as a cat can wink its eye.
Mother's getting up in the world.
McGee, what on earth are you doing with that molasses?
Now, don't get your finger waves in a fret, Molly. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, but dry molasses and spaghetti.
Just put the thread on it. It keeps it from slipping. Well, see, while that's cooking, I better stuff some olives.
You can buy stuffed olives, you know.
Oh, they're mass production stuff. No personality.
What are you going to stuff them with?
Olives.
No, I mean, what are you going to stuff the olives with?
Olives? I'm going to take some big olives and hollow them out and stuff them with little olives. Never idea. Little touches like that can make a dinner party.
Come in, thank goodness.
Oh, hi, Olive. Hey, you're a little early,
just sit down, Mr. Wilcox, and watch. This may be your last chance to see a Model A, Turretop, New Action Series of Hartsburn on the assembly line.
Well, hey, look, about this dinner you're giving tonight, Fibber, I'm afraid that I...
Well, now, don't tell us you're not coming, Mr. Wilcox.
Well, look, I hate to do this to Fibber, but I promised that I'd show him how to polish his car tonight.
Now, wait a minute, Harlow. You knew this dinner was tonight, you
can't. Now, let me finish. So I went over to this fellow's house on the way over here, and I told him I had a dinner engagement. He said, oh, that's too bad. And I said, no, it isn't. Let's polish your car now.
Uh-oh.
So I got out to Johnson's car and you, and we did it.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, then why can't you come to the dinner?
Well, I was getting to that. You know how simple it is to use car new. You just apply it, let it dry, and wipe it off, and you get a beautiful, gleaming finish.
I'll say so.
As quick and easy for cars as Johnson's glow coat is for floors and linoleum.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah,
that.
So I was through long before I thought I would be, and I came right over here. Mm-hmm. I hate to be a nuisance, but do you mind if I stick around till dinner time?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, I know you need a heavy drink, and you don't gamble, and you never look at another girl, but... Frankly, don't your wife ever get a little jealous of S.T. Johnson and Son Incorporated?
Well, what should she do about it, dearie? When your husband sells straw polish, how can you call him on the carpet? Come on, Mr. Wilcox. Have some celery, huh?
Oh, thanks, I will.
Don't spoil your dinner.
Don't you?
Okay.
Come in.
Well, hello there, Snoopy. Hello, Fisher. And this is Harlow Winnestock. Still, as I'm standing here wondering what he's smelling like garlic as if there was anything else to do.
Hi, Miss.
You're a little early, Mr. Dupopolis, but make yourself comfortable.
How is it, please, Miss?
No, thanks. I don't eat between meals, because if I do that, I don't eat my meals, and if I don't have any meals, I can't eat between any of them. By the way, confusing. Can I do anything to be in the way, Susan?
No, thanks, Miss. You and Harlow just relax.
Boy, this is such a busy place.
Yeah. And something tells me this dinner will be down in history except for one thing.
What is that thing, Snoopy?
I don't think it will go down.
Hey, Peter, do you have any advice about cooking a spaghetti?
I don't.
That's good, because my grandmother has a wonderful recipe and she's out of town.
That's very helpful.
Oh, there, McGee. Hello, Mr. McGee. Well, hello, everybody. Well. Something smells awfully good in here. Oh, it's me. I just came from the barbershop.
I'll make yourself at home, Gildersleeve.
Or make yourself useful. Well, what can I do, McGee?
Look in that cupboard there and see if we got any Jell-O.
Oh, I can't reach. Hey, hello, have we got any Jell-O?
I don't know.
Hey, Nick, we got any Jell-O?
Hey, excuse me, we got any Jell-O?
I don't know. Hey,
For goodness sake, never mind. And don't forget what show you're on. Soon, Dennis. Soon, King's Men. Now, get that big platter of yours in here, will you?
Now, look here, McGee. You can't talk to me like that.
I just asked you to bring in that big platter so I could pick up the spaghetti.
Huh? Oh! Well, you'll find the platter on the kitchen cabinet.
Mm. Hey, fellas, don't sit down at the table. You're about to eat the best spaghetti you ever flung a thing in. Hey, you, Gillespie, lay off of them olives.
You're a hard man, McGee. Hey, Molly, just be a silly girl.
Here's a chair for you, Molly.
No, sit by me, Chippy. If I'm sitting with all these men, I'm liable to forget my mannerisms and start reaching across the table. But with the ladies present, I'm always a gentleman and steal things with my force.
Now, thank you, boys. This is a stag party. Besides, the old timer is going to take me to the movies.
Oh, my wife was going tonight, but she read that my son was at the beach here, and she thought it was a double feature.
That's probably the old timer now, Miles. You just got the spaghetti for the boys while I...
Oh, boy. Hello there, little girl.
I'm sorry, I ain't got any time to talk to you tonight.
Hi.
Oh, I've given a spaghetti dinner to a bunch of friends, so you ain't around now.
Hi, yes, I'm there, Vester. Can I say you, can I say?
No, this is a stag party.
Oh, you said this spaghetti here?
Thank you. Now, you run along,
sister. Can I bring my daddy? He's a stag.
Huh?
He's a mouse anyway, and that's the same thing, Vester.
Now, look, sis, I got a lot of guests here, so please.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
I saw your picture on a magazine cover today, Alberta.
I don't care if you saw my picture on stand up.
What'd you say? Yes. Yeah, I did. You're in love with McGee.
Oh, well, tell me about that. Well, what did you see? What magazine was it?
Can you come to your party if I saw you, huh?
Well, gee, sis, I think that is hard. So hard. Oh, come on, tell me.
No.
Give me a nickel.
No.
A dime.
Mm-mm.
Quarter?
No.
50 cents?
No.
Well, I can't stand here haggling with you all night. $1 now, and that's my last offer.
It's a deal, mister.
Okay.
Pay the dough on the line, and I'll tip my net.
Okay, here's the dollar. Now, where'd you see our picture on that magazine? I may have time to run downtown and get a copy.
You don't have to, mister. It's moving in Radio Garden. I just found it sticking in the mailbox. Here. Go on, mister.
Oh, all right, McGee. Now sit down and eat. I've served everybody.
That's the thing, fellas. There's plenty more. Where did this come from?
Is this your own recipe, McGee?
You betcha. Handed down from generation to generation. That was me. Hey, you didn't take hardly any, Harlow. Here, let me give you some more.
No, thanks, sir. I ate too many olives. I seem to have lost my appetite. That's what a diet does to you, you know.
Well, if you find out when your appetite is gone real fast, see if mine is there with it.
I guess we got here a little too early and, did too much sampling in the kitchen, McGee. I don't seem to be able to pray.
Oh, come on, fella. Shut. You can't do this to me. After all the time and trouble, hey, there ain't anything wrong with the spaghetti, is there?
Hey, no. Wonderful. In fact, McGee, it's so good that I want to go home and tell my wife all about it. Sorry I couldn't do justice. license to it. I know you'll excuse me.
Hey, go off, McGee.
Wait a minute, Gildersleeve. I'll go with you.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't.
Why, you can't expect Gildersleeve to describe this wonderful spaghetti to his wife single-handed, can you, Fibber?
No, sir.
Come on, Throckmorton. We'll tell her all about it.
Yes.
But, guys, now, wait.
I hope you'll excuse me, too, Fibber and Fippy. I just haven't think of remembering I never eat spaghetti during lunch.
But this ain't Lent, Nick. Why, this is
Fibber, please. Politics and religious is something I'll never argue about.
Goodbye, Fibber. This has been a wonderful time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Of all the ungrateful, unappreciated, unfeeling.
Unappetizing.
Huh?
Well, I knew that they didn't seem to have much appetite, did they, dearie?
Oh, well. Well, it's all the more for me and you, Molly. Well, come on. Let's have at it. We'll show them, guys. Hey, what's the matter?
Well, I don't know, McGee. I guess it's just excitement and all. But I don't think there would be to see him.
Well, you ain't hardly kept this suggestion. Well, it won't praise me. I know good food when I see it. Well, here goes.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I guess I did too much eating while I was cooking. Kind of lost my appetite for spaghetti all of a sudden. What do you say we run down to Kramer's drugstore and get a hamburger?
That's wonderful. I'm starved.
Me too.
I think you better call the delicatessen and have them pick up all those groceries you didn't use.
Oh, that's a good idea. Give me the phone. Hello, operator. Give me the gold card delicatessen. Oh, is that you, Mike?
Oh.
How's every little thing, Mike? Here, eh? What's that, Mike? Your whole family? Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, dear.
Why, that's awful.
Oh,
oh, boy, what a day this has been.
Oh, heavenly days, McGee. What happened?
Not a darn thing has happened to Merck's whole family all day today.
Okay, Merck. Good night.
Good night, all.